Yo, this is Axl Rose of Guns N' Roses.
Hey, this is Carmen Electra.
Hi, this is Daryl Strawberry.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
Hi, this is John Stallion.
Hey, yo, Hulk Hogan here.
What's up? This is Beyonce. I got a great show lined up for y'all.
Hey, yo, let's get this party started.
The Sports Beat.
You know what? Let's keep it hot.
The Sports Beat
is off the chain, man.
The Sports Beat.
Download the podcast now.
You're listening to The Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live on this April 1st. I'm not going to do any April Fool's pranks. I am not a big believer in that, but this is the first day of April, and you are listening to us on Home of Southern Sports, WQEE 99.1 FM The Key. On the show today, the Final Four is set in men's basketball. We've got actually a very big Elite Eight game in women's basketball tonight. We have all been waiting for this. I'll get into that. And then there's also another game that's very underrated. That's also a big matchup as well. And I'll talk about the difference between women's basketball and men's basketball and how women's basketball seems to be a little bit more popular. We expect probably the largest TV audience to this date that's going to be viewing that LSU-Iowa game tonight. Major League Baseball, the Atlanta Braves take 2 out of 3 against the Phillies. How big of a statement was that, those first two games where they just mollywalked the Phillies on Friday and Saturday? I'll talk about Major League Baseball. Week 1 of the UFL. We've got a lot to talk about, including high school baseball. Let's go ahead and dive right into the show. The Final Four is set. UConn, Alabama, NC State, and Purdue. For UConn, they've been here before. They are the favorites. They're trying to go back-to-back for the first time in their school history. And the first team to go back-to-back since the 06-07 Florida Gators. UConn has won 5 championships, all after 1999. They weren't considered a blue blood until they came in, and in 11 and 14, they won multiple championships with different head coaches. Dan Hurley is going to be their 3rd head coach that has won championships. They won a championship in 99. Remember that team with Khalid El-Amin, Rip Hamilton. They upset a huge favorite in Duke. And then in 2004, that team with Ben Gordon, Emeka Okafor, Charlie Villanueva, they end up beating Georgia Tech. They were just happy to be there. And then you fast forward to 2011. That was the Kemba Walker year. Kemba Walker just went off. And UConn ends up winning that championship against Butler. 2014, Shabazz Napier, they end up defeating a number 8 seed Kentucky. And then you fast forward to last year, UConn ends up defeating San Diego State, and they win their 5th championship. Well, they're the favorites. They're going to take on the Alabama Crimson Tide. Yes, you heard it. Alabama is in the Final Four after beating Clemson, which felt like a national championship game in football. But Alabama gets the win, and they are in the Final Four for the first time in school history. That was such a fun weekend. 89-82 on Saturday night. UConn actually defeats Illinois. This game was tied at 23, and UConn goes on a 30-0 run. And so they're going to play in Arizona on Saturday at 8:50. At night, it's Alabama and UConn. Clearly, UConn is a huge favorite. And then let's talk about the games that happened yesterday in the Elite Eight. That Tennessee-Purdue game was absolutely incredible. You had Dalton Kennett for Tennessee, scoring 37 points. Zach Edey for Purdue, scoring 40. He was sensational. And Purdue makes it to the Final Four for the first time since 1980. We're talking about Purdue teams that were number one seeds, that overachieved, a great history when it comes to players like Glenn Robinson, Joe Barry Carroll, Brad Miller, Robbie Hummel, Carson Edwards, and then now Zach Edey, the two-time Naismith Player of the Year. They just kept feeding it to him, and he was able to get his points. And Zach Edey had a fantastic game, and so did Dalton Kennett. This was a game that was going back and forth, and it really lived up to the hype. And Purdue does get the win, 72-66, to advance to the Final Four, where they will take on NC State. Now, NC State was playing Duke for the third time this year. They beat Duke in the ACC tournament, and Duke beat NC State at Raleigh during the regular season. And remember, NC State wasn't even considered a bubble team. They were 17-14 going into the ACC tournament. They had to win 5 games in 5 days. They had to win the ACC just to make it into the NCAA tournament, and they made it as an 11th seed. Well, they were taking on Duke, and Duke was leading for most of the first half. In fact, they were up 27-21, and then NC State just poured it on. 55 points in that second half. DJ Burns Jr. with 29 points, and he was absolutely phenomenal. And the North Carolina State Wolfpack make it to the Final Four for the first time since their championship team in 1983 with Derek Wittenberg, Lorenzo Charles, Thurl Bailey, Jim Valvano, rushing on the court trying to find his players. That whole 30-for-30 surviving advance, North Carolina State beating Phi Slamma Jamma in the 1983 final. Probably one of the greatest upsets in college basketball history. Well, North Carolina, they're calling them the Cardiac Pack, the Destiny Darlings. They are in the Final Four against Purdue, and even though they are a heavy underdog, you can never count out this North Carolina Wolfpack team. And I am looking forward to seeing that matchup down low between Zach Edey and DJ Burns Jr. It is going to be incredible. So once again, I will go on a tangent about the UConn Huskies because I feel they caught a lot of breaks. They're playing a 4-seed Alabama in the Final Four. They are a huge favorite. They don't have to play any of the Blue Bloods at all, which they have avoided. Every time they've had a championship run, with the exception of Kentucky when they were an 8-seed, they had to play San Diego State. Happy to be there. Butler, happy to be there. Georgia Tech, happy to be there. UConn's going to win this championship, I think. And they're going to go back-to-back. That's going to be their 6th NCAA championship. I don't really want to count out Purdue because of Zach Edey, but I just don't know if Alabama can stop UConn. Even though they got Mark Sears, they just don't play defense. I was a bit shocked they beat North Carolina, but I wasn't shocked at all they beat Clemson because Clemson was a number 6 seed. Alabama caught some breaks as well. And so the championship is going to be held Monday night, April the 8th. The Final Four, NC State and Purdue, Alabama and UConn. It's going to be good. And then, you know, not to be outdone by the women's tournament because yesterday, South Carolina punches their ticket to the Final Four, beating Oregon State. NC State. Yeah, so we've got a twofer. Then North Carolina State Lady Wolfpack defeat Texas 76-66 to advance to the Final Four. So we already know two teams that are in the Final Four on the women's bracket. But tonight, probably one of the biggest women's basketball games since the national championship last year, where 14 million people viewed that game, LSU in Iowa. This is going to be the biggest Elite Eight game. I can remember the images of Angel Reese pointing to her ring finger at Caitlin Clark. The trash talk back and forth between these two special players. I think up to this point, Caitlin Clark has backed it up. She has backed up the trash talking. I think Iowa wins this game. I know that LSU's got the swag. They've got the experience. They've got the coach in Kim Mulkey. They got the team that won the national championship last year. But Caitlin Clark is just having an incredible season. And if push comes to shove, if she can't find a way to win this game, it's going to be a disappointment. Meanwhile, not to be outdone by the game that's at 9 o'clock at night on ESPN later tonight, UConn and USC. How big was Paige Buchers coming back from that ACL injury? UConn might be back to their dominance. Not necessarily like they were in the early 2000s where they went undefeated for three straight years. But Gino Auriemma is a very good coach. Going up against USC, USC has not been this relevant since the days of Cheryl Miller and Lisa Leslie. Juju Watkins is another one of those players that's a once-in-a-generation talent. This is going to be very exciting to watch. And we get ready for the first bracket in the Final Four. We got NC State taking on South Carolina. And then the winner of LSU-Iowa taking on the winner of UConn and USC. It is going to be must-see TV for the women's college basketball. Hey, so Tuesday, we do have some NIT games, including the Georgia Bulldogs. Their improbable run to the NIT semifinals. They will take on Seton Hall. And then Utah taking on Indiana State in the other bracket. And that is going to be played in Indianapolis. The NIT semifinal in Indianapolis. And good luck, Georgia Bulldogs. Having a pretty good basketball season. Mike White's second year as the head coach. And hopefully Georgia can raise an NIT banner. I mean, I thought that it was disappointing after they started 12-3 and then they started losing to the competition in the SEC. But you know, we almost had two teams from the SEC make it to the Final Four. I mean, Tennessee was close. Alabama is in. All right, Major League Baseball. Not too shocking about the baseball season. It's early. We had opening day on Thursday. And after the weekend, I mean, the Yankees 4-0, they beat the Astros in a four-game sweep. I'm kind of shocked that the Pittsburgh Pirates are 4-0. I think that the Pirates, but they did play the Marlins. You know, it's still early. The Tigers 3-0. You have the Arizona Diamondbacks that are still in first place in the NL West. Let's see how long that lasts. The Dodgers are 3-3. That's kind of disappointing. But the Atlanta Braves, they took 2 out of 3 against the Phillies. And even though they lost yesterday 5-4 and it was a call that was overturned, the Phillies put up 3 runs in the 7th inning. And my big concern is Aaron Bummer. This was a relief pitcher they got in the Mike Soroka trade, and he just could not get the job done. Phillies end up salvaging Game 3. But I want to go back to the way the Braves beat the Phillies Friday and Saturday. 9-3 on Friday. I want to talk about this game because the Phillies were up 2-0 going into the top of the 7th. I mean, you had Spencer Strider going up against Zach Wheeler. Wheeler was dealing 6 scoreless innings, and then all of a sudden, the Braves put up 2 in the 7th, 7 in the 8th, and I immediately tweeted, well, if that Phillies bullpen that is probably going to be the reason why the Phillies only win 84 games this year. That was a statement win by the Braves. They were down 2-0 going into the 7th. They put up 9 runs. They win the game 9-3. We know this offense is good, but how big was Adam Duvall coming in and making an impact as the new acquisition? They're going to be without Sean Murphy as he's going to the injured list, but Travis d'Arnaud, no problem. He's just going to switch over to catcher. And then you got Marcell Ozuna having a great year, just running the DH. And so on Saturday, this game was televised on FS1. The Atlanta Braves, they had no problem, 12-4. But one thing that happened in that first inning, Braves were up 2-0. The Phillies had the bases loaded. Max Fried was on the mound. And he threw a pitch that was clearly a strike. The umpire calls a ball. He walks in a run. The Phillies put up two more runs, and he gets tossed out of the first inning. He couldn't even finish the first inning throwing 43 pitches, and he pitched two-thirds of an inning, his worst start in his career. We got to do something about replay. That was a horrible call. That was clearly a strike, and because of human error, the umpire called it a ball. Now, I'm not here to criticize officials, but I think that we need to challenge balls and strikes. We have instant replay in Major League Baseball. I think the manager should have the opportunity to challenge one ball or one strike per game. Just one. That was one where you probably had to go to replay, the robot, to actually clear that up. The Atlanta Braves today are going up to the south side of Chicago to take on the Chicago White Sox for a three-game series. Their home opener this Friday at Truist Park, taking on the defending National League champions and surprise team, 3-1. A lot of people thought they were going to be a one-hit wonder, taking on the Arizona Diamondbacks and then hosting the Mets for a three-game series. I do want to bring it back to the game where they lost to the Phillies yesterday, because Chris Sale actually pitched pretty good. I'll give you that. He pitched pretty good. I ain't going to lie. I think that he, as a number three starter, is very good. And if he gets back to his form when he won a World Series with the Boston Red Sox in 2018, that is a not only dangerous team, we're talking about an all-time team. Chris Sale did pitch 5 1/3 innings, gave up 2 earned runs. But, I mean, come on, you got to do better. The criticism about Aaron Bummer giving up those 2 runs to the Phillies. And this guy was acquired from the Mike Soroka trade to the White Sox. Come on. Today, Charlie Morton is going to take the mound, taking on Chris Flexen. Oh, that's such a cool name. UFL action. How about those defending USFL Birmingham Stallions defeating the Arlington Renegades 27-14? And then later on Saturday, you had the Michigan Panthers squeak by the St. Louis Battlehawks 18-16. Yesterday, you had the Memphis Showboats defeating the Houston Renegades 18-12. And then the San Antonio Brahmas defeating the DC Defenders 27-12. A successful week one in the UFL. Now let's go ahead and take a break, because when we come back, I'm going to wrap up the show talking about all the local stuff to the Chattahoochee Valley, to include high school baseball, where we're going to be for Georgia Alabama Sports Live, Columbus State Baseball, Columbus State Softball, the River Dragons, and the Columbus Lions home opener is going to be in 2 weeks. So you don't want to go anywhere. It is the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live, and we'll be right back.
Active Pest Control offers the best services and prices to protect your home, offering both monthly and quarterly pest control services, plus specific services like bed bug, German roach, and flea control. Even if you can't see them, insects are all around you 24/7. Active Pest Control wants to be the first line of defense. Active Pest Control, repair, bond, best termite coverage around. Active Pest Control, 34 Jefferson Street, Newnan, 770-954-9941.
It's the best in sports and entertainment. And get locked in and locked down with Rhino Radio Penitentiary, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. with your host, me, Ryan O'Neill, each and every morning right here with the best in sports and entertainment, all the way from professional sports to college sports to River Dragons hockey and everything in between, including some of the very best local and national guests. It's the Rhino Radio Penitentiary, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m., Monday through Fridays, right here on 99.1 FM WQEE.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tune in each Sunday morning right here on WQEE 99.1 FM for The Key for Help from a High, with Bishop Daniel Hardaway Sr. of Redemptive Life Worship Center at 9 a.m. Hear the Word of God and soak it in. You can join us for our live Sunday service at 10 o'clock a.m. till 12:30 p.m. at Redemptive Life Worship Center at 2265 Highway 54 in Marlin, Georgia. Have a blessed week.
Welcome back to the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. I hope that you're having a great Monday. This is actually my kid's spring break. So here's what's going to happen. Tomorrow I'm going to air the Georgia Alabama Sports Live show. And throughout the week, I will give you some best of shows. I won't do a full hour show until next week because I'm going to be out of town. Next week, I will have my special Masters edition of the show, and I will talk about some of the golfers in Columbus that will be featured, that played in the Masters, to include Russell Henley, who was in contention on Sunday last year. Larry Mize played in his final Masters last season, and Ben Carr, the amateur, the former Columbus Blue Devil. So I'm going to talk a little bit about golf here on the show in honor of Masters Week next week. By this time next week, we will have a national champion in the men and the women's NCAA tournament. Georgia taking on Seton Hall. Hopefully they can hoist an NIT banner. And let's go ahead and get right into all the local stuff happening in and around Columbus. The Columbus River Dragons, well, they have lost two straight as they lose to the Motor City Rockers on Friday by a score of 4-2. Saturday, they lose to the Port Huron Prowlers 6-5. They get ready for a two-game series this Friday and Saturday. And one of the games is going to be Legends Night. It's going to be at the Columbus Civic Center. It's against the Blue Ridge Bobcats. Right now, the Columbus River Dragons have 122 points. They stand at 37-6-3 on the season. Carolina's got 107 points. They have won 8 of the last 10. So Carolina is knocking on the door. Columbus hasn't clinched anything yet as far as the division. They have clinched the playoffs, and playoff tickets are on sale right now at the Columbus Civic Center box office, or rdragons.com. All right, the Columbus State baseball team took 2 out of 3 against Augusta University over the week. They get ready to take on Albany State at Burger King Field at Ragsdale Stadium. And the Columbus State Cougars are getting ready for a 3-game series at home this weekend against South Carolina Beaufort. They currently are 21-14 overall. Meanwhile, the Columbus State softball team is 23-15 overall, and they lost 2 out of 3 against Flagler College. Congratulations to the Columbus, Georgia Vipers, back-to-back champions of the Professional Basketball Association, as their championship was yesterday at Carver High School. And they had a celebration there. And then on Saturday, it was the home opener of Fountain City FC as they were playing at Otis Spencer Stadium. That game was on their YouTube channel as Outdoor Soccer, born here in the Fountain City. And looking forward to seeing what Fountain City FC does this season. Looking at some of the high school baseball action, LaGrange ends up beating Calvary 3-2 at the Branch. They were able to get the victory over Trinity Christian. They are looking good. Troop County sweeps Fayette County in their series. Harris County takes 2 out of 3 against Northgate. Hardaway takes 2 out of 3 against Westover. Southwest defeated Kendrick 20-1. Jordan was able to beat Central 8-2. Cripps County ends up beating Carver 10-0. And don't forget, on Georgia Alabama Sports Live today, we've got St. Ampicelli, one of the top teams in the GIAA, taking on the Shaw Raiders at Edwin Jackson Field. And then later this week, we've got Opelika and Central, and we got Smith Station and Auburn. That is going to be two incredible region matchups. And looking forward to high school baseball and CVCC baseball as the debut will air on Georgia Alabama Sports Live this Saturday. We also have softball as well that's going to be on Georgia Alabama Sports Live. All right, what we're going to do now is we're going to take another break. And when we come back, I'm going to talk Major League Soccer and the NBA. You don't want to go anywhere. It is the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live, and we'll be right back.
Wishbone Fried Chicken is back in a brand new location, 31 Jackson Street, Suite A here in Noonan. Same great taste, the best chicken around, fish dinners. Open Monday through Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Dine in, take out. It's Wishbone Fried Chicken, right next door to their former location, bringing you the best chicken around. So great. Wishbone Fried Chicken, 31 Jackson Street, Suite A, here in Noonan.
Hey, sports fans, it's Rod Peterson here, host of The Rod Peterson Show, inviting you to join us daily for 2 hours of Atlanta's funnest sports talk right here on WQEE. I say fun because it is. You've never heard a show like it because we make the listeners a part of the show every day between noon and 2 p.m. Eastern. You'll hear plenty of the best sports talk, including the latest on the Falcons, the Braves, and more. And who knows, you might even hear you. That's the Rod Peterson Show, daily at noon, right here on WQEE 99.1 FM.
Hey, sports fans. Weekdays, 3 p.m. Eastern to 5 p.m. Eastern. Drive time. On WQEE, Braves Country is a Southern sports talk show with Mac McGee and the Armchair Quarterbacks. That's Braves Country with Mac McGee and the Armchair Quarterbacks. Weekdays, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. right here on WQEE 99.1 FM.
Help protect your family from flu this season by taking 3 easy steps. First, get yourself and your family a flu shot. It's quick and can protect you all season. Second, take everyday actions to help prevent the spread of germs like flu. Cover your cough, stay home from work or school if you're sick, and wash your hands often. Third, there are drugs that can treat flu illness. These work best when started early. Learn more at cdc.gov/fightflu.
Welcome back to the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. Final segment before I get you out of here on this Monday, April 1st, 2024. Let's go ahead and dive right into the NBA. Well, the Atlanta Hawks, they had some hope, especially after they beat the Boston Celtics, but I don't have any hope for this team. This looks like a team that is so inconsistent, even without Trae Young in the lineup. This Atlanta Hawks team has been having some problems. So on Saturday night, they lose to the Milwaukee Bucks 122-113 at State Farm Arena. And Giannis had 36 points and 16 rebounds.
The Bucks aren't going anywhere. This is a team that's going to compete in the Eastern Conference right alongside the Boston Celtics. The Hawks are just inconsistent. 34-40, despite Bogdan Bogdanovic's 38 points, the Atlanta Hawks cannot beat an elite team at home. And they're just going to continue winning really important games and losing important games that they're supposed to win. Well, they face the Bulls tonight at the United Center, and this is going to be a preview of the play-in game that's probably going to take place. It's probably going to be Chicago and Atlanta for the 9-10 matchup. Look, the calendar has hit April. We will have NBA playoffs later on, actually in a couple of weeks as the regular season comes to a close. Some of the games that happened last night, the Los Angeles Lakers, they beat the Nets 116-104. Look, it doesn't matter if it's home or road, the Lakers are going to just be the Lakers. They're peaking at the right time, and they are just doing the best they can to try to get at least a number 7 seed because they want to avoid playing the Denver Nuggets. They would rather face the Oklahoma City Thunder. I think that the Nuggets want to try to avoid the Lakers in the first round of the playoffs as well. Meanwhile, the Golden State Warriors, they were down by most in this game against the Spurs. I was watching this game on NBA TV. Steph Curry scores 33 points. You know, where would the Warriors be without Steph Curry? If Steph Curry wasn't giving you 30 a night, and he's getting up there in age, the Warriors don't have anything. Their young talent never mounted to anything. Jonathan Kuminga was a lottery pick. He hasn't really panned out. James Wiseman got traded to Detroit. He's not even on the team anymore. Moses Moody has been an absolute disappointment. The Golden State Warriors had an opportunity to try to acquire all this young talent, and they're still relying on their veterans that led them to 4 championships. There is just something seriously wrong with the Golden State Warriors, and I just don't know. I don't know what's happening with them. But we do have some NBA games tonight. The Celtics taking on the Hornets. Not a whole lot of playoff implications. That one game, the Suns and the Pelicans on NBA TV tonight, that's going to be a pretty good game. I think the New Orleans Pelicans in the West is the surprise team because Zion is healthy. You got Brandon Ingram. And then over in the East, the Orlando Magic is a very interesting surprise team. And it's really because of their all-star Paolo Banchero averaging 22 points a game. How about Franz Wagner, who's looking like he could be most improved player? And then Jalen Suggs, who I thought was going to be a bust, is actually turning out to be a pretty good player. Markel Fultz, it actually competes and contributes off the bench. I mean, he was the number one overall pick a couple of seasons ago, and he's not really amounting to anything, but, you know, he's still contributing. And so I can't wait for the NBA playoffs. I can't wait for the matchups. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm excited. And then, you know, in May, we got the WNBA coming up, and, you know, I cannot wait for Caitlin Clark as representing, probably going to get picked by the Indiana Fever. Hey, Atlanta United, they get a huge victory over the Chicago Fire, 3-0, as Georgios Giakoumakos with a goal right before halftime to put Atlanta United up 1-0, and then Jamal Thayer with the goal in the 64th and then the 90th minute. Atlanta United is 3-2 on the season. You know, they got some pretty decent wins. They are going to take on NYCFC this Saturday. And so when you look at the landscape of Major League Soccer, FC Cincinnati has the best record, followed by Inter Miami. Remember, a full season of Lionel Messi, the defending MLS champion Columbus Crew, the New York Red Bulls, who have always been a thorn in the Atlanta United side, and then Toronto FC, who won the championship the year before Atlanta United, the Philadelphia Union to DC United as well, sitting with 9 points over in the Western Conference. It's all about the LA Galaxy and then the Vancouver Whitecaps, Real Salt Lake. You know, Major League Soccer, I mean, it is the fifth major sporting league in this country, and it is getting wildly popular. I know that a lot of Atlanta United fans are happy. I mean, that some people think that NHL is much bigger than Major League Soccer. It just depends on if you're a soccer fan or if you're a hockey fan up in the north. But there is a real possibility that the Atlanta Thrashers could return to the NHL because they've been talking about NHL expansion. They've even talked about NBA expansion too, with the Seahawks and possibly a team in Vegas. I'm all for expansion. It does not dilute the product at all. I know that Major League Baseball about 20 years ago wanted to do contraction because there were a lot of AAA players that were playing in Major League Baseball because you had the new expansion teams, the Rockies and the Marlins in 93. Then you had the D-backs and the Rays in 98. And what's going to happen next? We haven't had an expansion team in well over 25 years. And so that is something that I wouldn't mind seeing. I mean, I'm not opposed to expansion. So next week, we will have the Masters. And even if Tiger Woods is not playing in this, I still love the Masters. But when Tiger Woods does play, it's even better. And so they have the odds-on favorites to win the Masters. And right now, Scottie Scheffler leads the way. He is a 5-1 favorite to win the Masters, followed by Rory McIlroy at 10-1. And the defending Masters champion from 2023, John Rahm, 13-1. That just tells you how hard it is to pick a winner for the Masters because you have hundreds of golfers. But the player more than likely that's going to get bet on the most, that has probably the longest chance to win the Masters because he would be the oldest player of all time, is Tiger Woods. He has a plus 16,000 to win the Masters. And why do people still bet on Tiger Woods to win the Masters? Well, because it's exciting. People will do it because they still believe that Tiger Woods, if he's in contention on Sunday, that it's going to drive up the ratings. He's got the same odds as Phil Mickelson, Sergio Garcia. I mean, these are all golfers well over their 40s. Phil Mickelson, remember last year, was so close to winning the Masters, and he would have been the oldest Masters player in golf history. But if you're going to pick a player to win the Masters, I think that Brooks Koepka is a nice pick because he's got the fourth best odds. I think Jordan Spieth. Look, I'm a golf fan. I love Tiger Woods, but we got some up-and-coming young golfers. And I'm not talking young golfers. These golfers are in their 30s. I just want to know what Russell Henley's... Yeah, Russell Henley is 12,000. He's got a plus 12,000 to win the Masters. Russell Henley finished fourth place last year in the Masters. He was in contention on Sunday. And, you know, right below him, Tiger Woods has the next best odds. But when it comes to the Masters, you want to see your top golfers like Brooks Koepka, Scottie Scheffler, John Rahm. You want to see them in contention on Sunday. And it's a bonus. If Tiger Woods can make the cut and you see that red jacket playing golf on Sunday, even if he's at like a plus 8, that's still a bonus. I think that Tiger Woods is going to make the cut. I mean, he normally does. He knows this golf course better than any other golf course. I love the Masters because it is in Augusta. It's at the Augusta National Golf Club. It is my favorite major, and it's also the major that I would still watch if Tiger Woods wasn't even in it. All right, time for another commercial break, and when we come back, I'm going to close out the show as you are listening to the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. We'll be right back.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
When you really need something to get you through a long graduation ceremony, Trolley Sour Gummy Worms are there to give you a thrill. With varieties like Trolley Sour Bursting Crawlers, the worms' soft and chewy texture, surprising flavor combinations, and neon bright colors will give everyone a reason to celebrate. So when you want to notch the festivities up a couple degrees, Trolley Sour Gummy Worms are the perfect way for everyone to celebrate. Shop now for any trolley that crawls your way.
This is Austin Black, and I am the host of Behind the Tunes. Have you ever wondered about the stories behind your favorite songs and the journeys of those that sing them? Well, each week, we invite you to go behind the tunes and step into the stories behind your favorite Christian artists that shape the landscape of today's music.
Back here on the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. I do want to remind everybody this will be the only live show that I do all week, as I will air a bunch of best of shows as I am going out of town for my kids' spring break. I will return April the 8th, so you can catch nothing but the best of shows this week. And then I will be back on the air next Monday. It's going to be a lot of fun. Here's what's going on today on this April the 1st. The Braves taking on the White Sox for a three-game series south side of Chicago. You also have the Rockies taking on the Cubs. The Pirates, who have been the surprise team so far in Major League Baseball, taking on the Washington Nationals. The Kansas City Royals taking on the Orioles. The Angels taking on the Marlins. The Reds taking on the Phillies. The Rangers and Rays. This game is on FS1 as the Rangers, the defending World Series champions, taking on the Rays, who were one of the top teams in the American League last year. How about those New York Mets? They spend so much in free agency, and they fall flat on their face when they get into the regular season. The Tigers, they are 3-0, taking on the 0-3 Mets. Blue Jays taking on the Astros. I can't believe the Astros started 0-4. Yeah, they did get swept by the New York Yankees. The Yankees and Diamondbacks. That's going to be in a very incredible series. The Red Sox and the A's, you know, I think that with the A's attendance, which I have criticized the Oakland Athletics, because I used to live in the San Francisco Bay Area. I've been to A's games as a kid, even though I was a Giants fan. And, you know, they're not even clipping the 5,000 in a game attendance. They're in trouble. And then the Giants play the Dodgers. That's going to be late. 10 o'clock at night. The Giants and Dodgers rivalry. I said on the broadcast that the Dodgers won. I mean, they actually beat the Cardinals Sunday night. They were down 4-0. They were able to come back. The Dodgers are 4-2 on the season, but I'm not buying for one second what the Dodgers are and what they are capable of doing. I'm curious to see what this pitching matchup is. Well, you got James Paxton. I've never heard of him. Going up against Keaton Wynn. And you also have the Giants, who, you know, split the series with the San Diego Padres. If you look at the leading home run leaders in Major League Baseball, Mookie Betts has got 4, and he's got 10 RBIs, as Lourdes Gurriel from the Arizona Diamondbacks, also with 10 RBIs. He's got 3 home runs. And Teoscar Hernandez has got 3 home runs. So the Dodgers have really been hitting the ball. They just don't really have the pitching, and that's why they're 4-2 right now. College baseball, there is one team under first-year head coach Wes Johnson that is 22-6. That is the Georgia Bulldogs. Charlie Condon is probably going to be the Golden Spikes winner, as they are taking on Georgia State on Tuesday, they are taking on Georgia State. And I do think, even though the SEC is stacked, I mean, they got Arkansas, they got Tennessee, they are stacked in college baseball. The Georgia Bulldogs are going to the College World Series. They are having an incredible season. And you remember in 2008, they were on the cusp of winning a national championship and lost to Fresno State. They haven't won the College World Series since 1990. But I think Georgia might get back there. They got a pretty good team. NFL news. We got the NFL draft coming up on April the 25th. Hassan Reddick is no longer a Philadelphia Eagle, as the Eagles send Reddick to the New York Jets for a draft pick. And it got me thinking, with the Jadeveon Clowney deal and Hassan Reddick going to the Jets, and maybe defensive end is an overvalued position where they're just trying to get cap space, because it's not all about getting one or two players. As a 49ers fan, the only two players that matters on that defense is Nick Bosa and Fred Warner. Everybody else can go because the money issue. The 49ers can't afford to pay all these players. But they got to give whatever Nick Bosa wants and whatever Fred Warner wants. Same with the Kansas City Chiefs. You cannot have a Chiefs defense without Chris Jones. I think that the Eagles getting rid of Hassan Reddick might be his character. They already lost one of their leaders on defense in Fletcher Cox. You're losing another great pass rusher, and that Jets defense just got a little bit better. I would be shocked. If Aaron Rodgers plays and he's healthy, the Jets are a playoff team. Easily a playoff team with Aaron Rodgers at quarterback. My draft order has not changed since the last time I did a mock draft. I still think Caleb Williams is going to go number one to the Chicago Bears. Now, this mock NFL draft is according to NFL.com. So I got Caleb Williams number one. There's no surprise there. Now, who do the Washington Commanders select at number two? Do they get Drake May out of North Carolina, or do they get Jalen Daniels out of LSU? Well, I think they get Jalen Daniels. Daniels is the more mobile quarterback, and then that will leave the New England Patriots under a new coach, Gerard Mayo, and a new system, a new scheme. It's still the Patriot way. They'll end up getting Drake May. Now, I mean, they got Mac Jones in the first round a couple of years ago. So you think, well, they're going to go after a quarterback. Why even bother? Well, this is a no-brainer, because Rick Spielman is now the general manager in New England. He's got to get a quarterback. Drake May has got all the intangibles to be the quarterback of the future in New England. 6'4", 230. But there's really an upside to what Drake May, and he put up his numbers at North Carolina. Now, this is where it gets interesting, because the latest mock draft I have, this is according now to 24/7 Sports. Remember, this is the company that employs Josh Pate. J.J. McCarthy going number four to Minnesota. Well, you're probably wondering, Minnesota doesn't have the number four pick. That's Arizona. No, this mock trade has Arizona trading down and letting Minnesota take the number four pick. So for the first time in history, it looks like we might have four quarterbacks drafted, one through four. If you look at the quarterback draft class of 2021, I mean, there's a lot of misses in that class. All right, number five, the Chargers getting Marvin Harrison Jr. You know, Justin Herbert needs a weapon. He lost Keenan Allen and he lost Mike Williams. They need to get a wide receiver who is the sure prospect that you can't miss on, that is going to be cheap because he's going to have a rookie salary. The Giants getting Malik Nabers, kind of the same thing. They need to get a wide receiver that's going to be considered cheap, but I don't know if he's going to have a quarterback to throw to, because you're talking about Daniel Jones. and then possibly them getting a backup. We all know the Tommy DeVito era is over in New York. I don't know if Tommy DeVito is going to try to find another job. All right, number seven, the Tennessee Titans, who needs a lot of help. Will Levis needs to get the most sure left tackle in this draft, and that is Joe Alt out of Notre Dame. All right, the Atlanta Falcons, they've been going back and forth. Now they have their quarterback in Kirk Cousins. They don't need to draft a quarterback here. They just need to get an edge rusher. And it's been back and forth between Alabama's Dallas Turner and Florida State's Jared Verse. First of all, I'm not a big fan of Jared Verse opting out of the Orange Bowl against Georgia, because if you want to prove that you are one of the top edge rushers in college football, you play in that game. Anyway, and then you have the Bears with the number 9 pick getting Dallas Turner. All right, the number 10 pick, Rome Odunze, the wide receiver out of Washington. Aaron Rodgers having a weapon. And then this has got a scenario where the Vikings did have the number 11 pick. They trade down, and the Cardinals end up getting Quentin Mitchell out of Toledo, which is a cornerback. Very interesting pick there. Terrion Arnold, he is climbing on the draft boards, the cornerback from Alabama. And then Olumide Fashanu, the offensive tackle from Penn State. You know, Dallas getting rid of Tyron Smith, going to the Jets. The Dallas Cowboys, I would not be shocked if they go O-line here in the first round. And then Talese Fuega, the offensive tackle from Oregon State, had a very productive year going to New Orleans. And then Cooper DeJean, the corner from Iowa. Iowa knows a thing or two about defense. Jackson Powers Johnson from Oregon going to Seattle. You know, Seattle knows about the Pacific Northwest and all those players. Nate Wiggins, Clemson. You know, Clemson still has pretty good players, even though Dabo Swinney does not like the transfer portal. J.C. Latham, offensive tackle from Alabama, and then Byron Murphy, defensive lineman from Texas. Amarius Mims, offensive tackle from Georgia. Troy Fatanu, offensive lineman from Washington. And then you got Brian Thomas Jr., the wide receiver from LSU. Anytime you got two wide receivers from the same school going in the first round, one of them turns out to be a bust. And then Michael Penix Jr. is actually projected to go in the first round to the Raiders, but this is a mock trade from the Dallas Cowboys. I think the Raiders are going to try to get a quarterback, because right now all they have is Aiden O'Connell and Garner Minshew. They need to go get a quarterback. Kool-Aid McKinstry, is this a player that maybe the 49ers or the Falcons try to get in the late second round? And why is Brock Bowers falling all the way down to the end of the first round? Because this latest mock draft, it's got the Kansas City Chiefs selecting Brock Bowers at number 32. Are you kidding me? They already have Travis Kelce. They do not need Brock Bowers. Come on. Well, that was the unofficial mock draft. Don't forget that the NFL draft is April the 25th, and it will run all the way till the 27th. The first round is on Thursday, rounds 2 and 3 on Friday, and then rounds 4 through 7 on Saturday. Also, don't forget that this weekend we have WrestleMania. So a big shout out to Ryan O'Neill, the station manager here at WQEE. And all my wrestling fans that love WrestleMania, I actually watched WrestleMania last year. It was at SoFi Stadium as WrestleMania did Hollywood. It was entertaining. This is a big one. It's WrestleMania 40 at Lincoln Financial Field in Philly. The matchup everybody wants to see is Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes. Be in for some surprises as well. Well, I can't believe the hour just flew by like that. This will be the only show that I do this week. I want to thank everybody who has downloaded the podcast, liked the Facebook page, and listened to me on WQEE. I'm on Monday through Friday from 2 to 3. Now, here's the thing. I don't have any guests this week, and I don't know if I'm going to have any guests next week. It's my kid's spring break. I'll be back on the 9th. Next week is Masters week, so I'll get into the stories of Russell Henley, Ben Carr, Larry Mize. I've actually got some footage from the Best Of shows where I did a piece on Larry Mize, you know, the Columbus native who played in his final Masters last year. But that's going to be it. That's going to do it for me. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Stay tuned for Braves Country Radio with Mac McGee and the Armchair Quarterbacks. Braves play the White Sox today up in the South Side, Comiskey Park. Do they call it Comiskey Park anymore? I think it's AT&T Cellular. Anyway, hope everybody has a great rest of your day, and I will talk to you next week. We've got Best Of shows coming up this entire week. You don't want to miss it here on the Sports Beat. Have a great rest of your week, everybody.
Hey, everybody, this is Andy Christman. Join me this week for worship as I play 2 hours of the best in modern worship music from churches and worship leaders around the world. And this week, my special guest is Blake Goss of New Spring Worship.
See, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do not perceive it. I'm making ways in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. For us, that scripture came alive because he did a new thing actually in an old place.
You don't want to miss a moment of this week's worship with me, your host, Andy Christman.
WQEE 99.1 FM, The Key, home of Southern Sports and Talk, Noonan, Sharpsburg, Franklin.
The Baxters have a new first book. From number one New York Times best-selling novelist Karen Kingsbury, author of life-changing fiction, comes The Baxters, a prequel. The heart-pounding story of Carrie Baxter's wedding amidst family tension and the worst storm Bloomington, Indiana has seen in a decade. The Baxters by America's favorite inspirational storyteller, Karen Kingsbury. Visit KarenKingsbury.com for more information. The Baxters, available now wherever books are sold.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Calvary Sonoy Fellowship is an expository Bible teaching church where we study the Word of God line by line and we apply it life by life. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 o'clock on WQEE and we look forward to having you join us. Our church offices are located in Sonoy, Georgia, 6855 East Highway 16, Suite 102, Sonoy, Georgia. If you'd like to call us, our number is 770-755-8243. Or you can reach me, I'm Pastor Bob, at bob@calvarysonoy.org. S-E-N-O-I-A. You also can go to our website at www.calvarysonoy.org. You can reach our YouTube channel there as well as our Facebook page. Join us at 10 o'clock right here on WQEE.
You've been listening to another episode of the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. You can catch an episode daily on WQEE 99.1 FM The Key Monday through Friday from 2 to 3 p.m. This is a podcast that covers local sports to the Chattahoochee Valley. If you would like to catch a replay of the show, you can download an episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I hope you have a great rest of your day.